Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. Cole Stratton here, filling in once again for Kevin Pollak, who is off doing reshoots on the Santa Claus 4, Cupid Does Monte Carlo.
Thoughts and prayers.
Let's meet our alchemist for today, a lady who always knows where Carmen Sandiego is, Vanessa Ragland. Huh. V, what kind of a gumshoe are you?
Oh, sticky.
That makes sense. Next, a guy with a lifelong ban at Red Robin, Joey Greer.
Yes.
Joey, what in the world did you do with that burger joint?
I legally cannot talk about it. Right. Well, we're still in litigation.
Okay.
Respectful.
Makes sense. A man who was seriously let down by Great Expectations, Mark Gagliardi.
Hello.
Mark, what school assigned book did you actually dig growing up?
My favorites were the Berenstain Bears books, and then I stopped right after those. I stopped reading entirely. Once chapters were introduced, no thank you.
They cover it all with the bears.
Yeah.
They did.
Which universe did you read them in? The Berenstain Bears or the
Berenstain Bears? It was the BCU.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Up next, the only witness to who let the dogs out, Brad Norman.
Hi.
Who was it, Brad? Who let him out?
I want to blame the government. I want to blame the moral compass of geopolitical,
We all let situations. Them out? Is that what you're
in
saying?
In a way, we are the dogs, and we all let ourselves out.
Oh, that's kind of a bummer.
I don't know. I'm pretty drunk.
And finally, she wore white after Labor Day, and no one said anything. Caroline Cotter. Caroline, what's your favorite holiday?
Labor Day.
Nice.
Yeah. Easy for you.
Yeah, it's easy for me. Yeah. The only one I recognize all year long.
There you
are. It's a big one.
It's very secular.
Let's get to our first scene. All of today's scene suggestions were gathered from our listeners' emails. If you'd like to submit yours, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Our first scene comes from Chris, who wrote, "Just wanted to say, love the show. I always listen right away on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I think you've all made me laugh cry at some point, so I won't single anyone out. But Chris Alvarado not being able to do accents is funny by itself." Okay.
Mean laugh from Vanessa.
Weakness.
Wow. That's what gets me.
Okay, how about Nerds Go Camping? Or maybe just another episode of Time Plane. Hope you all never stop. Best, Chris from Silver Spring, Maryland. Or MD. I think it's Maryland, right?
MD. Yeah. He's a doctor.
Yeah. He's a doctor. Silver Spring's the doctor.
Dr. Silver Springs.
All right, look. Okay. Everyone just stop moving for a goddamn second. All right. We're going to chop some wood.
Oh,
we're going to go down to the river. We're going to fish some fish. We're going to get some water. Okay. Desalinize it. All right.
What?
Desalinized water from the river?
Yes. All right.
Why is there saline in the river?
Because, look, there's a saline plant up river and it's dumping saline down the
Crystal,
river.
Crystal, don't worry about it. It's a good thing. Okay. Saline can save your life.
But we're desalinizing it.
Well, yeah, to drink. It, right, Scoutmaster Bob?
Yeah, that's right. That's
Wait,
right.
Can I just... I just want to confirm we do get badges that we can take back to our...
God, take your retainer out, for God's sake.
I took it out. This is just the top of my mouth.
Jeez.
Yeah, her teeth just look like a retainer.
We need to get our badges on this trip. That's going to happen, right?
I'd love to try the fishing thing. I brought a die here. Let me roll to see if I'll catch one.
Ooh!
Aww,
oh,
I got a six.
Oh, no.
Unless I get a dexterity bonus, I don't think I'm going to snag a fish today.
Good luck with that.
Look, I guarantee everybody is going to catch a fish.
You guarantee that?
Yes, I guarantee.
I'm not certain that statistically it's possible for everyone to catch a fish.
I did most of the algorithm in my head just now, and he's correct. Yeah, Bucky is correct.
Oh.
Thank you, Elliot.
All right, why don't we get out of our heads?
You're welcome.
Let's get out of our heads. Let's be in nature, huh? Why don't we be in nature for a little bit?
Okay.
Huh?
Where do I plug this in?
No, nowhere. You cannot plug an iPad into anything.
There's outlets. It's a campground.
I brought chargers. I brought solar chargers. We can just lay it on here. And
you're so resourceful.
God, please.
I don't know. I'm just excited about being one with nature.
All right, let's break up into groups. Marnie, Sean, Christian, why don't you guys go get the wood, and then why don't we have Tito?
Elliot. That's Elliot.
Well, I'm going to call him Tito.
Oh.
And
Crystal.
All right, Crystal, I'm going to call you Chris, all right?
No.
Tito and Chris.
No.
Why don't you two go down and start hooking the lines and getting the fishing poles ready?
Okay, we're going to go. So we're on wood. We're going to go get.
Yeah. I don't get it.
It's about erections.
Okay, don't just stand there. Go
A few follow-up questions.
Yeah.
Hooking
the line. Yeah,
hooking
there's a
line.
Hook, and there's going to be some bait, and then feed it through the hook.
I understand. I have it all here in my scout book. I'll show her
Tito.
How to do it.
Thank you, Tito.
I don't need to. I just.
Unrelated to Crystal's question, how are we supposed to carry the wood back down here once we have it?
Yeah, that's a good question.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Well, in your arms.
Well, my doctor told me I don't have muscles in my arms, so.
What?
Yeah.
At all?
Like at all. That's what he said on my checkup yesterday.
That's true. She always just watches gym class.
Yeah.
No muscles in your arm.
No muscles. It's just
what
bone.
You can see. Huh? They're so thin the way they dangle.
Yeah, it's just bone and skin.
Oh, my God. They are so thin and loose.
Don't touch me.
I just wanted to see if you had bones in your arm.
Of course I have bones in my arms. What would it be?
Well, I wanted to make sure there was something in there. I didn't know that there was no muscle. Now,
if there was no bone, she'd have no shape. It would look like empty balloons. It looks like arm shape.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Captain Bucky.
Yeah.
What's that big black furry thing up in that tree above us?
What is that?
Oh my God, that is a tree wolverine.
What?
Tree wolverine is here.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, snicked. Wolverine! Okay. Wolverine, sign my notebook!
Hold on. Now, everyone, look. This is mating season for the Wolverine, okay? So they are in heat, and they are angry. Okay?
Ew!
Don't scare Logan.
No.
Everybody hang back.
Logan, that's good. Let's
I don't
want
to take an adamantium claw to the gut.
I don't know. I think it's kind of pretty if animals do something ugly because they're attracted to other animals. I don't know what I'm saying.
No, I thought it sounded good what you're saying, but I feel like my eyes are closing. What kind of dander does a Wolverine
you
have?
You are freaking out with an allergy.
I'm not freaking out. I'm keeping calm. I just need I need some things. Can someone find my backpack?
Here we go.
Can I have some Benadryl?
I'm not just going to pass out Benadryl. We're not going to just get high on Benadryl
right
now.
Well, you're supposed to bring enough for everyone.
I have enough for everybody, okay?
Then can we all have Benadryl?
Have
she's the only one with an allergic reaction.
I'm also allergic.
Super allergic.
We're super allergic.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. All right. I can feel it working.
All right, now let's get to it.
Scout Master Bob.
Yeah.
I volunteer to stay up and watch the first watch.
Okay. It's 2 in the afternoon.
And I volunteer as tribute.
You volunteer as tribute?
Yeah.
What is that?
What is that?
What the hell's a... Come in.
It's a reference to a series of teen novels.
Who did you say come into?
Someone's outside the tent. Let me just see.
Is it Logan the Wolverine?
I don't. Oh my God! It's a little gift.
Ooh!
Looks like we have a woodsy admirer. This is fun, y'all.
Open it up.
A woodsy admirer.
Oh! Looks like there's a treasure map in here. Fun.
This is a sort of structured activity.
Okay.
This reeks of something that scouts put together.
This is not a mystery.
I already greatly enjoy the problem-solving aspect.
Okay.
I'm really good with maps. I'm a level 34 paladin, so let me just take a look at that.
Give him the map.
I'm pretty good at escape rooms.
Roll to see if you're allowed to look at the map.
You're right. Let me...
Give him the map. Nice.
It's a good roll.
So, okay. We have a paladin. I'm Christian. That's fun. All right. Let's open up about ourselves. Let's be open about this. So here, take this map. Take a little look. Now there's a piece missing. I don't know where it could be.
A piece of the map is missing. A piece of the map is missing.
Oh, is it what's in your front pocket right there?
Oh yeah, there it is.
Yeah, okay,
it looks like
the
corner of the map.
Yeah,
wow.
We found it.
Nice.
Look at that.
We were the piece of the map all along.
Oh,
that's sweet, Elliot.
Tito, that is so sweet. Did you learn that on one of your weird sex animal shows?
Well, no, I've been trying to apply my general intelligence to metaphors and literature and try it in an attempt to get closer to communicate with people on a regular basis.
We should sneak into a bar and go to bar trivia.
I don't know if I can
go to a bar. Okay, guys, all right. So for your next question, looks like we have a new group entering. All right, great.
Woodland Explorers!
Woodland Explorers!
Okay, fun. So this is going to be 1980s trivia about different shows and films and okay. So
can we get beers?
Yeah, whoever wants a beer, just go up to the bar.
Is there dander in here?
So the first question is, what actor was in?
Did you write questions?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Okay. Yes, I did. What actor was in the show Alf?
There's a lot of actors.
There's
in that
a lot
show.
Of actors in Alf. I'm gonna go to the bar and get a beer.
Ooh, can you get
somebody draw? Yeah,
can you get me one?
Sure. What kind? I don't know any of the names of them.
I don't know, just the one that looks the stinkiest.
Quick, draw a mustache on me.
Okay, I can't. Can someone pick up my arm for me to draw?
Here, I can prick your finger. You can draw one out of blood.
I love
so
that.
So helpful, Crystal.
Oh, perfect.
So okay. Helpful.
Thank you.
So helpful.
All right, your blood mustache looks really good.
Blood stash.
Excuse me, bartender.
Yeah.
An adult person. Yeah. Would like two beers, please, whichever is the stinkiest.
The stinkiest, you say?
Yeah.
Well, that's old thigh lift.
Old thigh lift?
Yeah, old thigh lift. It's a malty lager.
I'll take two of them.
All right, two thigh
I'm sorry, little boy?
What?
You seem to have a blood muzzle.
This is my man mustache.
Oh.
Two pints of old thigh lift.
All right. For the bloody excuse gentleman. Me, lady.
Well,
bye.
You must be a grown up if you're drinking old thigh lift. Have a great day.
Okay, so I have all the answers in.
And I have Marnie's beer. Here you go.
Oh, thanks.
And...
Oh, yuck, this stinks. Thank you.
Okay, and team number one.
Bad name.
That's a bad name.
Crystal and I could be team number one.
We'll take it.
You're right with.
Is it us?
Sherman. Krill.
Can you read?
Pretty sure Sherman Krill was not an elf. I do have the box set. Max Wright was an acceptable answer.
Elf himself was a good answer.
Okay, look, if you think you can do this, then why don't you do it, all right?
Okay. Is that a real thing?
Yeah, it's a real thing. Hey, guess what? Hey, Brian, I'm fucking done with this, man. Okay? I'm done with this, all right? Okay. I'm out of this bar.
All right.
Fucking sucks.
Yeah,
excuse me, you cannot be done with this bar. You were paid by Thighmaster to get him out there. I'm the rep, as you know.
Yeah, well, rep this up your ass. I'm out of here, man.
Hey, Woodland Meeting.
Okay.
Guys, I think we can run this trivia game if we have to.
Yes.
Maybe we can even take over the bar.
Ooh, let's take over this whole bar.
Yeah.
I wish Logan the Wolverine was here with us. It would make it a heck of a lot easier.
I know. Oh my god, there he is!
Logan the Wolverine!
Logan!
What the hell is that? Wolverine in the bar!
Oh god, he's eating everyone and everything!
Oh my god!
Hey Logan.
Huh?
If I put a blood mustache on you, will you go get us some more beers?
No, sir, I'm sorry.
Okay. There you go.
You know, guys, can I just say this has been a really magical camping trip?
Yeah.
You know, like, and I, for one, am super glad that it's been intramural.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, this is where you are. Thank God.
Yeah, the map led here. I read it, Captain.
Hey,
I thought I lost y'all. Oh, my God. There's Wolverine in here.
He's part of the troop now.
He's on our side.
Get behind me. Myrna, use your arms to flail in a way that makes it think that there's more than one of you.
She doesn't have muscles.
She has bones, though. All right.
She can't move her bones.
All right, everyone just... Oh, my God. Christian, you're bleeding.
Huh?
You're bleeding from your nose.
Oh, no. I just put on a fake mustache so I could get some stinky beers.
Did you now?
I did.
Oh, that's using your noggin.
Man, my parents, when they write their review of this whole trip, are going to talk about how great you are letting us do all this stuff.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. I really do need that.
And don't worry about Logan. He's cool, all right?
Enough said,
bub.
Yeah.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah.
Well, there's one thing I know, that the trust of a child to a rabid animal, that's a connection that only nature has, and that's a pure...
He ate him in one big bite.
Wow.
My allergies are definitely acting up.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. That released a lot of fur.
It certainly did.
A whole lot of fur.
Yeah. I used to like nature documentaries, but now that it's, like, all over me, I don't know if I like them so much
it's
anymore.
It's too real.
Elliot.
What happened?
At the Boys and Girl Scouts Club of America tonight, we honor a scout leader who had passed on the line of duty.
Yeah, good man.
And representing him here at the funeral services is his scout troop 118944.
Yeah, 118944! What's the prize?
The prize is mortality. Knowing that we got an end. That's the prize.
What the hell?
I don't like this.
I have prepared a few words sponsored by Old Thigh Lift.
What is it, Eliotito?
Well, Scoutmaster Bob was, well, he was my stepdad, and he wanted me to call him Dad, but I didn't. Not until we buried what was left of him. And I just want to thank him for being a man of honesty, a man of valor, a man of courage, and possibly not a man of foresight, because those kinds of folks are more fun.
Hold up, let me roll to see how sad you are. You're pretty sad.
Yeah, that's about
right.
Wow,
that was a natural 20.
Anyway, we all learned an awful lot about being in the woods and being armless.
It's just no muscles, well, Elliot Tito. You always say I'm armless.
You're right. That was reductive. I'm sorry. You know, like, just overcoming challenges is where I'm getting at, you know? And we won $375 in that trivia contest. Mm-hmm. So we split that evenly, and we donated it to Scoutmaster Bob's favorite charity.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know why we decided to divide it up evenly and then all put it in the same thing.
So we get... Yeah. Okay, that was maybe some extra math, but I mean, I'm getting better.
You're the best at math in the school.
I'm getting better.
You wanted to get that math badge.
Hey, how come we never knew he was your stepdad? You never open up to us like that.
No, my mom has a lot of stepdads.
Okay, and that's that one. Nice work. Nice work.
My mom has a lot of stepdads.
Yuck.
Scene number 2 comes from Dane, who wrote, "G'day from Australia, you bloody gallas. Alchemy, this has become a critical staple of my week. Thank you all so much for the endless bag of funny. I loved your takes on our backwards-ass country thus far, and I hope I could request another. I'd like to hear the crew take up roles as a crappy off-brand Scooby-Doo gang, hop into the mystery machine, and drive into a supposed haunted house in rural Australia to solve the mystery of who drank all the bloody beer. Bonus points for reading far deeper into the situation than is called for, especially if the locals are bewildered as to why you're even there in the first place. Keep it coming. Love, Dane, from Newcastle, NSW." I think that's New South Wales.
Not safe for work.
Yeah, right. Well, it looks like you kids get filled these bags up quite good, didn't you? Going on some sort of adventure then, eh?
Yeah, we are.
All right.
Oh, yeah, we are.
And crikey, we have our reservations.
Hey, you got reservations? Where? No, wait, not at the big house up top of the mountain, are you?
Yeah, I think we are.
Yep, we got reservations up there. Apparently there's a huge haunting going on there. It's not letting anyone farm on the land, and it's causing the land to decrease in value, and the bank's going to seize it. And if we don't do that, then the locals are not going to have any food.
Yeah,
I'm so glad I put these newspapers right by the front of the, right by the checkout stand. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, kid.
That's all right. It's just, you know, maybe it's just someone trying to scare everybody off with weird real estate stuff.
Oh, come on, Slaggy. There's no such thing as ghosts.
There might be ghosts.
Hey, come look at me. Look at me, okay? Hey, look at me. There's no such thing as ghosts.
There's no such thing as ghosts.
Do you hear me?
There's no such thing as ghosts.
Okay.
There's no such thing as ghosts.
Man up.
You guys, I just got some Nutella from the little store down the road.
Oh, great.
I was looking for the other stuff, but they didn't have it, so I got Nutella. What was the stuff?
Why don't you go to the
stall
down the other way? You didn't want to... Vegemite, is that what you're looking
for? That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, we got it right here in this store. All your friends came into this store.
Well, I guess I was just wandering around in this stupid bikini, and one thing led to another. I don't know.
Oh, I know people like you going up to that.
Hey, guys, what? I got the mystery machine working again. We should probably head up to the house. By the way, bummer, the only radio station plays Waltzing Matilda over and over.
Don't disparage that song.
That's all right. It's my jam.
I don't think I know it.
Under the shade of a billabong tree. Where we sang, and we sang, and he waited till his... Nobody knows this song.
I don't think I know it.
Matilda, Waltzing Matilda, yolk.
All right, so here you are.
Wow, this place is huge.
You like what you see?
Yeah, this is 6 levels?
And 6 levels.
Spooky.
You're frightened?
I don't think so. I don't believe in ghosts.
You don't believe in the horrible things they've been putting in the paper?
No, I don't. I believe in corruption, though.
What?
I believe in corruption.
What? just lost another tooth.
Oh, my God.
That's a bad sign.
Is that your retainer that's in
that's
your mouth?
Not a retainer, that's teeth.
Oh, that's just how your teeth look.
That's just some danglers.
Guys, sorry I'm late. You left me at the store.
Oh, sorry.
I was just a little nerdy.
Hi. Oh, my God. Hi. Sorry.
Sorry, Dolma. Sorry.
Who's this handsome man?
Oh, no. I'm a lady.
Oh, my God. Sorry. Even better.
Oh, it's all right. I kind of walked the line.
Miss Jack-o'-lantern's just shouts around the spooky property.
Jackie!
Oh, did he call you Jack-o'-lantern because you look like a pumpkin?
I guess it might be the teeth dangling and the little candle inside my hair.
You're just so round.
Anyway, there's no truth to the rumors here.
Don't believe them.
There's no rumors that are true. No ghosts.
Look, if
there's no haunted kangaroo giving birth every night.
That's up to us to decide. Gang, let's divide up, even though it would make sense for us to stay together. I'm going to try to find a personality. I'll check this room over here.
Which team am I on?
You can be on mine.
All right. Don't know if I do.
Dolma, Jackie, you go together. Slaggy, you and I'll go together, and you'll go solo, right?
You bet.
Is there a pool? Because I volunteer to check the pool.
Whoa, when did you take your top off?
Oh, whoops, I didn't mean to.
As long as my team has a human shield.
There's no pool, but there is a bit of a wog in the back.
A wog?
There's a bit of a wog in the back.
What's a wog?
Yeah, what's a wog?
It's like a pool, but it's muddier and more, I don't know, raunchy.
Sounds nice.
Maybe you and I can check out the wog later.
Oh, yeah, maybe. We should maybe go to the wog.
Get a little bog on,
huh? Little
Okay. Oh, look at you ticklish, aren't you?
All right, why don't you go with Jackie?
No, I don't want Slaggy to go with me. Who are you, Sluggy?
Why not? I'm just...
I want that other one.
I'm just an Australian beatnik fresh out of juvie.
How's it made up of these little scrub-a-dubs?
Whatever you say, as long as I'm safe.
No. Anyway, when night falls, we'll make a problem.
Guys, we better get to it quick. Oh, we're due back in America next week from our student exchange program.
All right, let's split up. Let's do it.
La 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 la. Oh, my nipples just got hard. You know what that means. Oh my God, no one else is on my team.
No, I'm here. I just.
Oh, Slaggy. I'm
frozen with fear.
Whoa.
Oh, that's my least favorite vowel.
Who goes there?
A ghost, mate. Why are you just wearing a bikini?
Just the bottoms.
What? I'm really not used to this.
Look, man, it's a free country, is it?
Well, mostly. I mean, it's a parliamentary system, and we are under the thumb of England.
With somebody who's non-corporal? Non-corporal?
He might be a little more corporal than he looks. I've got a feeling that this ghost is nothing more than a man with a sheet on him.
Wait, what? Don't take the sheet off my head. You got me.
Ew. You're just wearing bikini bottoms, too.
Yeah, I thought I was the only one.
You were just a guy all along?
Yeah, Slaggy, I was just a guy all along. I don't know if you read the paper. There's some shenanigans going on down here with the real estate world. I was trying to just, you know what? I would have gotten away with it, too, if it, if things hadn't happened badly.
Actually, at this point, you've pretty much still gotten away with it.
Well, as long as you two keep your trap shut.
Which part's my trap?
Check your bikini bottoms.
Good thing I went off by myself. I hope everybody else is having better luck than I am.
G'day, mate.
Oh, g'day.
Howdy day.
What the hell did you just say?
Howdy day.
How do I do? I don't know. I think I do pretty well.
You seen Mad Max?
Yes, I have.
You like it?
Not the first one.
What do you mean?
It's not good.
Fuck you, mate. No good.
Well, yeah, the rest are good, but the first one's not great.
How do you do?
I do fine. We've been through this.
Seen Mad Max?
I'm not who's unfirsting this with you. Are you a ghost?
You like lemonade?
I do like lemonade.
How do you do?
I do fine. Oh, wait. Am I in some sort of purgatory loop?
There, mate. I gotta warn you. I'm a ghost.
Okay.
A lot of bad things are happening here.
Okay.
How do you do?
I do fine.
I'm also a ghost.
Oh, hello.
Hi. How are you?
I do okay.
No, I didn't say how do you do. I said how are you.
I'm fine.
Inside, mate.
What?
I'm a ghost.
Inside, mate.
All right, did my two youngsters get as good at scaring those kids as their old man did?
Did they really think you were a ghost?
We gave it to him really hard. Yeah,
I think he was all right.
We told him we were ghosts and we didn't back down.
No.
All right. Well,
talk to him about Mad Max.
Yeah.
Wait, you didn't do that Mad Max loop, did you?
Yeah.
I interrupted it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Sorry. Spooky.
Yeah. Spooky. Right. Yeah. Clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same but different, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
Kept telling him we were ghosts.
Paul, I have a problem. Seems the kangaroos stopped giving babies.
Right.
I don't know what to do. I've been putting mud inside it to see if it makes more babies.
Just go strap it down in the wog, see what it does.
Honey, I'm sorry. I came home from work and then here you are.
Oh, hi.
Hey, Mum.
Hey, we're not doing anything untoward, right, kids?
No.
I just walked in the front door and I see the roux is this pouch is packed full of mud.
Yeah.
It's also peck full of mud, from what I understand, on the inside too, Mum.
You're talking about poop?
No.
Or are you talking about actual mud?
No, mud.
I'm sick and tired of the games you play with our kids. That kangaroo is barren
They're
now.
They're not games, they are plans. Dad has plans.
I got a plan, honey. Look,
what's your plan?
My plan's for us
to... You send our kids out to go scaring?
No.
Yeah, we wanted to get rid of those American kids. They're that one Oz kid.
There's also something about real estate we're doing. I don't know, the scam.
I don't know. Hand me that paper.
Oh, here you go.
Right.
Oh,
that's where we're... Here, honey, look, it's on the front page of the paper.
Oh, this all makes sense.
All right, now listen up, all right? We got to get that property. We got to make a biggest parking lot this city's ever seen. One thing Aussie loves is that flat concrete space.
Yeah, I've got a huge car and I've nowhere to park it.
Oh, I got news. Yeah.
I can't wait to park my Mad Max Charger out here, you know?
I love Mad Max.
Come out here and play my guitar that shoots fire.
It's wild, mate.
Wild. Yes. You know what would be great underneath this concrete of this parking lot? Is a layer of tears of environmentalists.
Oh, mate.
A nice thin layer of tears.
Yes.
Just one layer.
A little bit. Make them all cry it out. Absorbs the impact.
I'm so excited. Let's give it a Waltzing Matilda in celebration then. Right?
Waltzing Matilda. Waltzing Matilda.
Sorry, this is the walk.
Oh, my gosh. It's a lot.
It's a bing bong.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I got blue feathers.
I'm a wallaby!
That's not a wallaby. That's my good friend.
I was gonna say, I've seen a wallaby grow. Oh my god, the mog is moving.
That'll happen when the wind blows on the reeds and makes the sound of deodorators.
This place is magical.
It's okay, you can take your sweater off.
Are you sure I'm not wearing anything underneath? I know it looks like I have a dress on, but that's my body.
Oh, I like all the hair you've accumulated in your life.
Thank you.
Just go ahead and take it off. It's thumb.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely sure.
Okay. I'm going to do it.
As an Australian custom, I take the sweaters off out of the wall. I'll take my wrap off.
Oh, it's a wrap? I thought that was your body.
No.
It's just
pumpkin-like. Gauze.
Oh, my God. Okay, on the count of three, ready?
It's going to take me a while to get it all
okay.
off. I can start turning at three if you hold one hand.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I guess I'll just do it as soon as you're almost done. I'll just take my sweater off, so that way we'll have it kind of at the same time.
All right, that sounds really good.
So you go.
Just hold this in.
Oh, okay.
All right. Away I go.
Wow, it's a lot of gauze. Okay.
I'm a wallaby!
It's not a wallaby.
It's your friend. Hi.
You look nice.
Thank you. Are you talking about my hairy chest?
Talking about your trap?
Excuse me.
I was talking about your trap.
And when you say trap, just so I know, what are you talking about?
Oh, we don't need to get into it, but I'll take a look for you.
Oh, here's something I wish I hadn't walked into.
Oh, my God.
It's not what it looks like.
It's not what it looks like.
Didgeridoo, don't.
Oh, come on. That was really bad.
Now we're going to have to drown you
in
the
water. I hate it when you say things like that.
Yo, I just found a clue. What the hell is going on here?
I took off my clothes and it's hairy underneath.
And I unscrolled myself. I've unfurled from some gauze.
Okay.
And this is my form. This is my form.
Okay. I'm fine with this.
Okay, awesome.
Great.
That's awesome.
I'm cool with that.
Oh, you those kids from the convenience store down the hill, right?
Yeah,
Yeah, you forgot your dog.
Oh, my. Oh, God.
That's a nice dog. What is that kind of dog?
It's like a brown dog with spots.
Yeah, it's, we have to put it down.
Yeah, it, Yeah, all of the appendages have gotten like gangrene, so they have to be either amputated or
we can just drown them in the wog.
Okay,
I don't mind holding his head under.
And that concludes Mystery Teens: An Erotic Adventure. I don't know about you, but as a contemporary work, this is impactful as well as highly, highly stimulating. Thoughts?
I have one in the back. Question in the back.
Yes, of course.
Question in the back. Mr. Margerel, I love your work.
Of course you do.
And so that's not my question. And
that's not a question.
I just wanted you to know it wasn't my question.
And I wanted to know I'm listening.
And I've read all your books.
Thank you.
And I think they're fantastic.
Of course you do.
And that's also not my question.
That's not a question either.
So, what I wanted to get to was...
He's taking a lot of time, and a lot of other people have questions, too.
Yes.
Should I wait, or should I just...
No, you go ahead with your question.
So, my question is a three-parter.
And oh, my God.
Actually, the answer to all three of your questions is sexual energy.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. Next question, please.
Oh, that was my question.
Yeah. Oh, very well then. I hope you all enjoyed my...
Sorry, I have a question also.
Yes, of course, ma'am. Yes.
I love your work.
Thank you.
I guess that was it. I guess that's
thank
all
you very
have.
Much.
Yeah.
That is also not a question.
I would just like to end this reading with a group waltzing Matilda.
Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda,
Matilda loves waltzing Matilda.
And that's our Scooby-Doo knockoff. Our third scene comes from Ian, who wrote, "Hello, Alchemy crew. Thank you all for the wonderful product you've created. It has been many times I've received odd eyes from coworkers or fellow students in the passing hallway for truly laughing out loud. Your purgatory episode was so goddamn funny, I had tears rolling down my cheeks. I do have a scene suggestion based on one of my three roommates. You see, all of us have at least one pet. One has chinchillas, one has a cat, and the other a parrot. I, on the other hand, have quite a few exotic pets, bugs, reptiles, and amphibians that are a constant concern for my one roommate. He seems to believe that by some stroke of all my pets are going to team up and take out him and his Hellcat. Please make this happen. Maybe you could get the $30 he owes me for last month's water bill, too. I don't know. I'll leave it up to the professionals. Super simple, guys. You got it, right? Mm-hmm. Congratulations. Yeah.
Gotta get that money.
On being a terrific cast and crew of hilarious individuals. You are truly audible chocolate and true belly killers. Sincerely, Ian M. P.S. Keep your chin up, Heaney. Don't let them get you down.
Wow.
Just raised emoji. He's not even here.
He's not here to see it.
He's not even here to get the defense.
Well, I gotta say, this is the first suggestion I've heard that doesn't sound like it has any girls in it.
Yeah, well, let's see what we can do about
that. Yeah, let's change it up.
I'll sit it out.
Shut those animals up!
No.
Shut those damn animals up!
You're so freaking loud!
Shut up!
Okay, I'll tell my animals to shut up. Just stop yelling right outside my door.
Well, then shut those animals up!
Stephanie.
Yes?
Do you want us to kill your roommates?
Okay, guys, animals, listen up. Snake,
what?
Bug, pile of dirt. Guys.
Because we can do it if you want us to.
I know, Snake. Okay, guys, this is crazy. And I know you ask me this every day to see if you want to kill my roommate.
Stephanie's not a good kill.
I know, guys. Today I'm saying yes. Today I'm saying yes.
What?
But yes. You guys just have to make sure that there's no effing way this can get traced back to me, okay? Because I am in a doctoral program.
I've got to be honest with you, though, Stephanie. What? This is going to be hard not to trace it back to you. If it's all of your pets.
You guys have done time for fingerprints.
We'll be careful, we will. Careful, careful.
Okay, Parrot, thank you.
No problem.
Thank you. Okay, so be careful.
Yes.
Don't.
Stephanie?
Yeah?
Do you have my parrot in your room?
Oh, fuck. Don't say anything, okay, Parrot? Monica, I do.
Where's my parrot?
It's in my effing room, okay?
Why?
Because it flew in here. Because
you're fucking weird.
My
things.
Effing room, please. No. Put a dollar jar.
No, I'm not putting a dollar
in the
Krish
jar.
Put a dollar up you. Give me my parrot back.
Fuck right off, Monica.
Please tell me that wasn't my parrot that just told me to fuck right off.
Well, you know it wasn't me because I cannot do voices.
I know that.
Stephanie.
What?
Do you want us to kill your Simon Legree roommate, Monica?
We'll bring you her bones.
Guys, stop. I said I like bones once, and now you want to bring me bones of all my enemies.
We brought you all those bones.
I know.
Bones for the bones room.
David Boreanaz.
Tiffany!
What?
I cannot pay rent or any bills this month, okay?
That's not okay. And stop, you can open the door to my room. You don't have to just yell right outside the door.
The animals are so freaking loud, I can't.
Listen to him. He's worthless. Flesh and bone.
And look, my chimchillas are freaking out because you guys are so loud.
Your chimchillas?
Yes.
Hey, Shart, she's got my parrot in there.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Can you get my parrot out, Shart?
Yeah, if I open the door, it's gonna be so loud, I can't, my chimchillas.
Stephanie. I don't want to open the door because there's other freak animals in there.
They're not freak animals.
They are freak animals.
They're not freak animals.
And your doctoral program is not real.
Oh my God, it is real.
It's not real.
It is real. You're telling me that a doctoral program in how to cross the street is not real?
It shouldn't take that long to say. Yeah, that is what I'm saying.
Oh my God, F you.
F you.
F you.
Stephanie.
Okay. What?
Can we kill Shart and add his chinchillas to our army?
She's meat. They're all meat.
Okay, guys. Guys, yes. I'm just saying yes. Just make sure you don't get caught, okay?
We promise.
Not only am I in a... Fuck, sorry.
You're okay?
I get nervous. No, I'm fucking...
Put the money in the my tongue got twisted. Jar.
Okay, I will. Okay, it's in there. Okay, not only am I in a doctoral program, but you guys also know that my dad is a cop, okay? So if he gets wind of this...
My ex-partner!
Yeah, my dad is your ex-partner. That's exactly
I
right.
I loved it when you had that television show.
Macaw on the law!
Okay, cut. Okay, Macaw, where's Macaw's handler, Monica? Is there,
yes?
Your parrot here? I don't know if we're going to be... I don't know if I can say this in front of the animal. We're not going to be able to use the macaw anymore.
What do you mean?
The macaw, it's not a handler. We're going to go for a younger macaw.
Please no.
Police? Snow?
No, please no.
Craft service.
Yeah. My parrot got... My parrot killed the audition.
Yeah.
He's crushing his scene work.
I get it.
I just moved in with the daughter of the guy that's playing the cop. Fuck this up.
Is that your partner?
1'3", we'll shave.
Okay. I'm sorry, but we're going to have to go for younger. Macaw.
That's a hard 15, guys. Keep it tight.
Wait, was that on camera?
What, the hard 15?
No, the other part. Were you taping me?
Well, I mean, I have a camera crew following me around, yeah.
What part? What show is this?
It's a BTS. It's behind the scenes.
What does that mean?
Behind the scenes.
What does that mean?
It's for a YouTube channel.
What's YouTube?
YouTube is a...
I'm just kidding. I know what YouTube is. My parrot's staying in the
okay,
show.
Okay. We're going to have to ask you and the macaw.
New Come pages. Here. New pages. Trailer.
He's hungry to work.
I get that, but so is this younger macaw. I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry.
Where's the younger macaw?
The younger macaw's being shipped in.
I want to meet him.
Yeah, you can't do that.
I need to meet him.
You're not going to meet the younger macaw.
I'd love to meet the younger macaw. No. Just as a fan. I'm not going to kill it.
That right there.
Hey, good to see you, babe. Hey, can somebody give me another coffee?
Oh, he's just in the building. Yeah, yeah. Can we just clear out the old trailer, please, and just make it
clear out the
okay,
trailer?
Okay, it's new
That's
macaw.
Right, Grandpa, you're done here.
New younger macaw flying in. No pun intended.
Oh my God.
Gotta sign at conventions now.
Hi, you must be the old handler.
I'm not old.
Oh, you look really old. Sorry, that's why I said
20.
That. I'm
20.
Oh my God, really? I was gonna guess 62.
Oh my God,
you're 20
what's
years
wrong
old? Are
with you?
Are you joking?
Why would you say that to me?
I'm sorry, I'm just so shocked I couldn't lie.
I'm 20 years old. How old are you?
62. I look young though, right?
Yeah. You look really good.
Thank you.
I mean, I guess knowing that, I feel less bad
because you were thinking of me as a contemporary, and you look, like, really good.
Thank you.
But yes, I am.
Okay. Anyway, nice to meet you. My bird is...
Oh, wait, you're the new handler?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, I wasn't listening. I was just looking at you.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, can we get this old woman out of here?
I'm 20 years old.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that. Right? Well, then, yeah, you got to go. We're not going to bring a wheelchair for you.
What part of me looks so old?
Neck up.
Oh, my God.
Hi, are you the original bird handler with the older bird that's no longer good anymore?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I just have a little bit of paperwork for you to finish up before we left you. Huh?
How old do you think I am?
I'm sorry, can you speak up?
How old do you think I am?
Ma'am, I really
I'm
don't.
Not a ma'am.
No, listen, I don't really have time for all this. I need you to fill out this paperwork so that we can release you from the set.
Paperwork, claim zero.
That's actually probably a good idea, unless your bird is a legal dependent.
Yes.
Okay, well then,
is
maybe
that bad or good?
Well, it depends on your. You know what? I don't have a lot
look
of time
for
this.
Look at my belly button.
What?
It's a young belly button.
Sure.
It's a young belly button.
It is attractively
ovular.
Hey,
Monica? Monica, I'm sorry, but we got to break up.
Why?
I just...
You can't. Not today.
I'm sorry.
Tad, not today.
Monica, I'm sorry. I got to go.
You don't know what they've been doing to me today.
Monica, it's not my problem anymore, okay? Look, my band's going to work out, okay?
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Smash Mouth is going to be something, all right?
It'll never amount to anything.
Whatever. You don't know shit.
Ow!
Oh, my God. I am so sorry.
Hey, now. Hey, now.
Hold on. I just threw some rocks. I didn't mean any of them to hit you. I didn't mean any of those rocks to hit you.
Going for the eyes. Going for the eyes.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
All right, folks, no one's under arrest, all right? We're just here to figure out what happened in this domestic violence disturbance.
Well, don't call it that. One of you might be under arrest.
One of you might be, thank you, Tony. One of you might be under arrest, depending on the story that we hear right now.
I ask you to please use Antonio.
Excuse me. My friend, Officer Antonio, would like to know who made first contact here.
He threw rocks at me.
He threw a rock at you?
A bunch of rocks and a few hit me.
Do you have any of these rocks now?
They're on the floor over here.
Okay, well, we're going to need those as evidence.
And this one's
Antonio.
Stuck in my cheek.
Sorry. There's one stuck in your cheek, ma'am.
Yeah.
And we'll have to call the EMTs for that. This is an emergency. Wouldn't you say an emergency medical situation requiring a technician?
Yeah.
All right, then we'll call the EMTs.
I have a question. Uh-huh. Is it now okay for... Because he does seem newly available for your macaw to become my new police partner, providing he uses my full name.
Yes.
Antonio!
You're with me now, macaw. Let's do this.
I just got a new call. We got a ride out EMT meeting thing. Not a meeting, but we actually go on a run. I don't know why I call them meetings.
Yeah. Okay.
What's up, you all right?
Nothing. I'm just...
What's up? You seem so distant.
Yeah. I just had a nap.
What's up? You just... What's up?
I just took a nap.
What's up? What's
I
going
just
on?
Took a nap, and you woke me up in the middle of the nap. I don't want to go do
what's
EMT
going on?
Stuff.
Wow. Stuff.
Yeah.
We save lives.
I don't.
So you're saying you go out there and you purposely kill people?
Yeah, have you noticed how when we go out together, every time I'm assigned to the person, they die? Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
And you never thought to think it was on purpose.
I thought that.
You don't notice anything about me. So then why don't you say anything?
Wow. Here we go. Here we go. Yeah. We're going to hold on that call. Yeah. So I don't notice anything, huh?
Yeah.
You're wearing new shoes.
Oh, my God. You noticed.
You're wearing new eyes.
Yeah.
Stephanie, bring us a body.
Okay. I'm trying.
We
who are you talking to?
No, don't look in my bag. It's not full of animals.
Dirt.
Look, if you tell me not to look in your bag because it's full of animals and dirt.
I said, don't look in my bag. It's not full of animals
and
dirt.
Do you want me to do that?
I said, don't do it.
I don't.
Okay?
You're telling me different things
I'm
here.
I'm saying don't do it. I'm saying the same thing every time. And I want to say thank you for noticing my shoes. Thank you for noticing my new eyes. Yes, I got 2 eyeball transplants.
They're great.
Thank you.
So we'll get Minority Report.
Yes, it's exactly like Minority Report. Okay?
Eyes to see into the dark dimension. Shh. One from Monica and one from Shark.
Yes.
Okay. Why are you what are you telling me to shush for?
Nothing. I'm not talking to my bag.
Okay.
McCall! Antonio! Give me my office!
Oh, great. This is going to be good.
You two have finally done it. You got the mayor straight up my keister with your shenanigans. Do you have any respect for the civilian life in this city?
Sir, we have respect for the civilian lives in the city. Of course we do. But, you know, sometimes a car chase just gets out of our hands. Help me out here, McCall. You know what I mean.
Doing our best. Doing our best.
Yeah, doing our
best.
You
blew up the mayor's water truck. How do you blow up a water truck?
Water truck in a drought seems suspicious to me.
Don't give me any of your beak, McCall. Antonio, this is on you.
How's it on me?
You're the superior officer here.
Well, between you and I, that's clear.
Listen, you two, one more slip up. One more casually, questionably racist remark. One more
that is all
penny of public property damage. And I'll have you shipped off to...
Chief's having a heart attack.
Shipped off to...
Oh, God. Oh, God. Chiefs, call EMTs. Call some EMTs.
Look, we got another call. Oh, it's at,
okay, let's go.
It's at police headquarters.
Let's go. Oh, I'll drive.
Oh, hold on a second.
What?
What's that?
What?
What's that right there?
What? Nothing.
What's going on?
Nothing's going on. I said,
oh, there's a snake on me. Oh, there's a snake on me. Oh, man. Oh,
get
it bit
him,
me.
Get him.
Oh, it bit me. Oh, my God. Stop. It bit me. Stop. Oh, my gosh. Poisonous.
There's the poison. Time is the Grim Reaper.
Oh, it's a purple ribbon. It's a purple ribbon snake.
Yeah, it's a purple ribbon snake.
Watch the light fade from his eyes.
Dirt in your ears. Dirt in your mouth.
There's so much dirt.
Good job, dirt.
What's going on?
My animals are killing you. That's right. I have an animal that's just a pile of dirt.
Oh, my God. I have so many questions.
Oh, great. Finally, the ambulance is here. They're pulling up right now.
Okay. Hi. What's the problem? Oh, he's having a heart attack.
The mayor's having a heart attack.
Okay, I want you to close your eyes. Okay? Close your eyes.
Okay.
Do not open them.
I don't know how medically this is going to help, but okay.
It will help.
Okay.
Snake, dirt, other animal, get on this dying guy.
Yes. Oh, hey, McCall. What are you doing here?
On duty. On duty.
Hey, congrats on the new job.
Anyway.
Dirt on your skin!
Breathe life! Breathe life into him!
Yes, I'm gonna have so many more bones after this.
Dirt's wearing wire! Dirt's wearing a wire!
What? Dirt, is that true?
Wait. No, no!
Dirt, you son of a bitch!
Go in now! Now!
It's not what it looks like!
Everybody down!
Oh,
McCall, which team are you on? You gotta pick a side!
In too deep!
Pick a side, mate. Pick a side.
You're literally standing in the middle of this standoff. Are you my partner, or are you with this girl with the murder animals?
And that concludes my screenplay. Erotic Adventures of Murdering Animals. Questions?
Huh. I thought it was very bad. I don't really have a question.
I have a three-parter. First of all, I loved it. I don't remember the second and third parts.
Well, those aren't really a question.
It's not a question.
No.
I have a question. What part of that story was supposed to be erotic? I'm sorry. I'm just.
I was thinking the same. That's a good question.
Dirt is sexy to animals.
Is sexy to animals.
I didn't know that.
Which sort of does change things.
Huh. Yeah.
Can I make a suggestion? Okay.
That's our show.
Whoa.
Have you guys that means no. All right, that's our show for today. Let's go around and say goodbye and thank our alchemist, Caroline Cotter.
Thank you.
Sure.
Goodbye.
Anything to plug?
Oh, no. I don't. I need someone to teach me how to park.
To park?
Yeah, that's true. Parallel parking. That's what I'm plugging.
All right. It's finally somebody stood up for it. Vanessa Raglan.
Fine. Huh. Yes, absolutely. The pleasure was mine. I don't have anything.
Yeah, usually outros aren't this difficult.
I feel like you're just coming at us with our names. And then what do we do?
Thank you.
You know, how do we meet you there?
I mean, this is like 60 or 70 episodes in. I think you kind of have an idea of what happens next, but maybe Brad Norman knows.
I might, but I'm not telling. It's been really awesome being here. I'm the voice of Bullwinkle on The Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle on Amazon Prime.
And I'm active on social media.
Ooh. How do we find you?
There it is.
Mark Gagliardi.
Last Wednesday of the month at Dynasty Typewriter with Word Juice Improv. Yeah. And every Blood and Treasure Tuesdays at 10 on CBS.
Nice. Joey Greer.
I had a great time.
That's more like it.
don't you do another podcast or aren't you on anything?
No.
No? Oh, fuck, whatever. Then what's up with that D&D thing? That's just like you guys just hanging out?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. I want in the game.
I need to learn how to drive, so if you are parked.
I think you can wrap it up, Cole.
Yeah.
It's the most likable we've all ever
let this play out. Yeah. You also catch Pretty Pretty Pony, which has a lot of us in it.
Oh, yeah.
The first Thursday of every month at 10 p.m. at the Westside Comedy Theater in Santa Monica, save for this July, because that would be July 4th. Though this is probably out after that. Anyways, but yeah, check that out. I'm at Stratton Cole on Instagram, at Cole Stratton on other social stuff. Let's also thank our engineer, Doug Bain. Our post sound design artist, Raphael Brito. Our producer, Sophie Lichterman. And of course, iHeartMedia.
Yay!
Still don't have anything for that. I encourage you all to write a review, tell everyone you've ever met about the podcast, and write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Until next time,
Alchemy Miss!